903. A vision inspires me to get out of bed each morning. This is the thought for today with Dr. Herbert L. Marley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. A vision inspires me to get out of bed each morning. Each morning when I wake up, before I wake up, I'm thinking a thought, I like me. I'm thinking a thought, what a wonderful world this is. I'm thinking a thought, there is now peace everywhere, and it began with me. When I think these thoughts, it inspires a vision in me. And I look at all the world, I look at all the world as I had first created it in the beginning, good and very good. I look at all the experiences that go on in the world and see them good and very good. And I'm very happy with all of my creation. A vision inspires me to get out of bed each morning. I get out of bed and I feel like, hey, this is a wonderful day. This is a day of doing things that are fun and doing things that are joyful, doing things that are rewarding. And then I go to the bathroom and wash my face and shave and clean up, get ready for the day. And as I look in the mirror, I see, what a glorious face. That is the face that is going to greet the world. Now, is that a face full of smiles? You bet. Is that a face full of expectation? Oh my, yes. Have I the slightest idea of all the magic that's going to take place this day? Only just a tinkling of it. Only just a tinkling of the wonderful things that are going to happen this glorious day. Am I going to change the lives of others and lift them up into the heights of ecstasy? Am I going to make the world a better place? And my answer is no. I am not going to make the world a better place. I'm not going to lift up the world and all its inhabitants to heights of ecstasy. I see it is already there. I'm going to join in the fun. I'm going to join in the happiness of seeing the world lifted up, doing its finest, doing its grandest, doing its most wonderful thing. I have nothing to do but to be part of that wonderful, glorious experience that I have created. I see myself in every glorious experience. I see myself talking to people, and they love what I have to say. I see myself listening to people, and what they have to say is so wonderful because of my creation. I create them talking about positive, joyous, happy things. I create them telling me what a glorious life they have. I create them telling me that when they look in the mirror, they too see only God there. Everywhere I look, everything I do, everything I say, everything I am, it is but the divine in me bursting forth, eager to express itself. And it expresses itself by being a reflection in my world of who I am within myself. When I jump out of bed in the morning, wow, the whole room shakes, the whole bed shakes, everything says, wow, here comes that sparkling person. Here comes that joyful being. Here comes that, it's like a puppy dog, full of expectation. Let's go for a walk. Let's go for a walk. Come on. The tail is wagging. The eyes are popping out with joy and harmony, saying, come on, it's going to be a wonderful walk. You know, I look at my dog, and I talk about him often because he's such a joy. My golden retriever. I look at him. He takes his leash in his mouth and brings it to me. He says, let's go for a walk. He's not unusual. He takes his leash and says, let's go for a walk. Let's go out and see the world. And then he wants to pull with the leash and lead me. And I say, no. Walk with the slack in the rope, slack in the leash. I am the one who's taking you for a walk, not you for me. And so then he slows down, And he walks gently with a little drape in the rope, in the leash, and he just walks quietly at my side. And he said, "Take me where you will. It will be a joyous experience. You are my guide. You are my director. You are my master. You are my life. You are my love. You are my all." Now you see, a dog thinks and says those things when the dog is happy with itself and happy with its creator. And I am the dog's creator, just like you are the creator of everything in your life. But let's move that into just a little different realm once. Let's say our body wants to take us for a walk, and our body brings us our leash. And so we go for a walk. Our leash may be our clothing, our swimming suit for going swimming, our tennis suit for going tennis, or our climbing shoes for going climbing. Well, many, many possibilities. And our body wants to say, "Oh, I got a little pain here." And we say, "You're whole and perfect." Because we are the master of our body. And see, the vision I have each morning when I get up is, I'm in control. This is my world. No matter what experiences come into my life, my attitude about them shows whether I am in control or not, whether my dog is on the leash properly, whether I say no to those things which are not harmonious for me, and yes to those things that are harmonious. As I'm teaching Rex, he's 6 months old now, and as I'm teaching him, continually teaching him, he will get excited and want to run after a rabbit or run after something, and I say no. And then he stops. He says, "Okay." He says, "I'm here to please you, to make you happy." So our body says, "Huh, I want you to go and have another piece of chocolate cake." And you say, "No, you've had more than enough. Now you're perfectly happy, you're content." "You're right, I am. I know if I'd eat another piece, I'd probably feel stuffed." But the thing is, it wants to cooperate with us. Our body wants to cooperate with us. Our mind wants to cooperate with our mind. Yes, our mind. You might say our brain, but our mind, our thinking system, wants to do whatever it is that we choose. I am a positive person. Therefore, my thinking system is a positive thinking system. I am a loving being. Therefore, my thinking system is a loving thinking system. I see all around me loving things. You see, I'm the one who takes myself on the leash and takes it for a walk. I'm the one who goes through life as the master, in control of myself, in control of my world. I'm the one who says, "There's peace out there. Everywhere around me there is peace." Because I'm the master of my world. When I get out of bed in the morning, visions pop through my head like sugar plum fairies, and telling me all about the glorious day that I'm creating, the glorious thoughts that I'm creating, the glorious images that I'm creating. And wow, it is so good. It is so fulfilling. It is so rewarding. And I feel like I'm 10 feet tall. I feel like everything I think already is fulfilled, and it is. Every dream of my mind is already revealed, and I merely take a hold of it and accept that revelation and say, yes, yes, yes. This is what we can do every day when we wake up in the morning. We can greet the world and say, "Hey, you wonderful world, I created you so, and I love you, I love you, I love you." And what will the world say back to us? The world will say, "Welcome, Master, welcome, Creator, welcome, Great One. You are indeed in charge of the world, for you have created it." Now that can sound a little bit dictatorial, a little bit, but that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. If you pick up a glass of water, you say, "I'm going to drink it," or you say, "I'm not going to drink it." You say the glass is delicious, or you say the glass of water is not delicious. You are the dictator. You are the total boss. You are the one who determines what is right and what is wrong by your decision. And you say to yourself, "I have had enough," or "I would like some more." You say, Everywhere I look, I see everything in harmony, everything joyous, everything peaceful, everything supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and so it is. And so it is. Because I am the master of my world. And the vision inspires me to get out of bed each morning and say, go for it. World, watch out. Here I come. I am good and very good. I am wonderful and very wonderful. And I love me, and I love me ever so much. We have the privilege of determining what our thought for today will be. We have the privilege of saying, I go to work today, I go to play today, I go to love today, I go to peace today, I go to whatever, and perhaps it's a little bit of all of it, and a lot more. But make sure, just like I make sure for myself, that it is done unto me according to my belief, and so I give it a good belief, a happy belief, a joyous belief, because I am the creator of my world, and I create good, and only good. Could God do any less? Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.